surely if the universal basic income was a thing, then everyone who was on it, the bottom 51% might just vote for the person who will give them 20,000 or 40,000 instead of 15,000 a year. Wouldn't that cause a lot of problems as well, maybe?
Okay. So now we're getting into the question of how democracy is working and how it should work and so on. So I'll tell you a following story. A couple of years ago, I called up all the Greek people I know. I know quite a few. I wrote them all an email and I said, I want you all to apologize. I said, you brought us democracy. You sold it to us as a good idea. And let's agree, not such a... I'm saying, I'm not blaming you. It was a good idea for a while. They had a good run. You didn't prepare us for this. And a few of my Greek friends said, before you jump on Greek ideas, have you read much about Greek democracy? I said a little bit in high school, but truthfully, I don't remember. And they said, go back and read and come back. So I went and I read about Greek democracy. And Greek democracy was very interesting. They liked politics. They didn't like politicians. The word party is from separating people to part. There were no parties. What they did was to use random mechanisms. I'll give you one example. All the citizens of Athens would meet in the morning and they would randomly pick who are going to be the judges today. That means that one day you could be the judge, one day you could be judged. One day you could be in this tribe, another year you could be in this tribe. They used randomness in order to give people the perspective of society and not just their own perspective. And that idea died for a very long time until a few years ago, maybe 12 years ago or so, it was revived in Ireland. And Ireland had two interesting questions. One was about gay rights and one was about abortions. Now, a country with complex religious issues, Catholic, Protestants, can you imagine a Catholic leader saying, okay, they can't, right? Politicians cannot compromise. For them, compromise is a dirty word. If you were my friend and you came to me for advice, I would never tell you never compromise. You say, oh, I have a problem with my girlfriend or with my wife, and never compromise, always. Life is all about compromise. Politicians can't compromise. So what did the Irish do? They went back to the Greek democracy and they set up citizen committees. They randomly selected hundreds of people, randomly. So they represented everybody and they say, you guys are going to sit in a room for a while, once a week, for a long time, and you're going to start by talking among yourselves. You'll iron the issues out, you'll figure it out, you'll understand each other and so on. Then you'll invite experts. We will help you. And the experts will talk to you and explain things to you and so on. And at the end of this process, you will write your opinion. What should the country do? And then there'll be a referendum. Every citizen would vote and they will see whether yes or no. The two committees were in favor of gay rights and in favor of abortion rights, and people voted on that, and they approved all of those things. And since then, there have been quite a few citizen committees in multiple countries around the world, more in Europe, but some in the US are starting. And in general, it's been a great mechanism. Now, there are two interesting things. One is there's a German guy who's studying these topics, and he said something I really love. He said, people think that going to vote once every 4 years is to take responsibility. He said, no, it's giving up responsibility. Mm-hmm. Once every 4 years you show up and you say, oh, I don't want to make decision. You make decisions.
Yeah.
He said, no, democracy is lots of work. It's lots of work and we need to own it. That was one. The second thing is almost all the scholars in this area say that Brexit would not have happened if it was a citizen committee. In general, when people vote, they vote out of emotion and ignorance. Let's take the decision you proposed earlier. The universal basic income is giving me X and I want 2X. If you just make a gut decision and say 2X is more than 1X for me, But it's not a very thoughtful decision because you haven't thought about what else does it mean. The money will come from somewhere. It will change things, yeah. Right? What are you going to cut? So all of this is an answer to say that we can certainly have a version of modern democracy when people keep on making superficial emotional decisions. I want 2x more than 1x. But I actually think that people are quite thoughtful. And I think that if we did a citizen committee on how much money to give and what are the consequences and so on, I think even the people who could benefit from it will be thoughtful because they would say, my kids could be in my shoes, they could be in the other shoes. Let me understand the picture more generally. Let me be a bit more thoughtful about it. So I think that sadly, people make lots of irresponsible and not very thoughtful decisions in general, certainly not in the political domain, but I think we're capable. And I think that citizen committees create the conditions to make much better decisions. So I'm more optimistic. But as you can see from all of our discussion today, I believe that to get humanity to a higher level, we need different mechanisms. Yeah. Right? Like I'm saying, cars and people today, we can travel faster and better, but it's the combination. What is the car equivalent for better political decisions? That's the question. So I think we can do it, but if we do the social media version, of course, we'll make stupider decisions, but we can do the better ones.
It's like we have two choices, either to, like you said, improve society or limbically hijack society like social media has. Would the thing you're proposing about what the Greeks and the Irish have done in the past, is that almost like jury service where you could get called up randomly to make a decision on a policy, for example? Would that be it would be like?
That's right. That's right. You would want more than 12 people. And because, by the way, part of the story is not just about that decision. Part of the story is about meeting people from other walks of life and starting to understand them in general. So it has the short-term effect of let's figure out what we want to do with recycling in this country, but it can also be the long-term effect on let's just get to know each other a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really important mechanism with lots of potential.
Definitely. I've never even read about the Greeks' politics as well. So that's a really cool idea.